Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Bechoros, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey tells us, Rachel Sheyada K'min Eiz, if a sheep gives birth to something that looks like a goat, the Eiz Sheyada K'min Rachel, or if a goat gives birth to something that looks like a sheep, Patur Min HaBechora, then it is exempt from the law of being given as a firstborn. But if it has some of the signs, the properties of the parent, then it would be obligated. Let's look at the Bart Neuro. Rachel Sheyalda K'min Eiz. If a sheep gives birth to something that looks like a goat. Afal Gav Tarvaihu Minim Chayavim Bebechora. Even though both of them are species that are obligated in the firstborn laws. Nevertheless, the law is that if the offspring does not resemble the parent, it is exempt from the laws of firstborn animals. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, Ach Bechor Shor, Ad Sheyehu Shor U'Bechoro Shor. So the Torah tells us the firstborn ox, and it means that the parents and the offspring both have to be oxen, not some mutant animal that doesn't resemble its parents. Vim yeshbo miksa simanim, but if it has some of the signs of the parent animal, shedoma leimo achhu nikar behen shehu meoso hamin chayev. If it resembles the mother enough that you can tell it's still the same species, even if it's weird looking, it's obligated. Let's continue now in Mishnah Vav. Rachel shelo bikra, if a sheep never gave birth before. Vayalda shnei zecharim, and it gives birth to two males. Vayatsu shnei roshehen ke'echad, and both of their heads come out at once. Rabbi Yossi Haglili omer shnehem lekohen. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says they must both be given to a kohen. Why? Shneamar, because the pasuk tells us hazecharim lashem, the males are for God. Vechachamim omerim, but the sages say efshar, this is not possible. Ela echad lo ve'echad lekohen. Two cannot be born at the same time. It can't be done simultaneously. Therefore, one goes to the owner and one goes to the Kohen. And it's long and slightly complicated here, so let's take a look at Bart Neuro at this point. Shenemar hazachorim, because the Torah tells us the males. Mash mashnayim, so it's evidence that it's talking about giving more than one to the Kohen. Efshar. But the second opinion is that this is just not possible. Sheyesu shnei roshehem ke'echad, ela ha'echad yatze tchila, velo yadinan heiminayhu. It's impossible that two sheep or two goats come out at the same time. Really, one was born first and one was born second, but maybe we weren't there. We don't know which is which. So in that case, we keep one, we give one to the Kohen. Let's continue back in the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, HaKohen Borer Lo Es HaYafeh. The Kohen chooses the nicer of the offspring for himself in such a case. One goes to the Kohen, he gets to pick. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Meshamnin Beinehem. The owner and the Kohen decide between them. They evaluate the situation and they decide who gets what. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Borer Lo Es HaYafeh. The first opinion is that the Kohen gets to pick the nicer one. The Mestama HaYafeh VaHabria Nafak Beresha. Because presumably the one that's stronger and healthier came out first. That was the fighter. That was the alpha. Meshamnim b'nehen. But Rabbi Akiva says they evaluate it between them. Habalim v'hakohen, the owners and the priests, the kohen. Ein lehem yitron ze al ze. Mechalogtan ela hashomen. So neither one can overpower the other in decision making with this. They have to evaluate it together. Shai Yisrael nel ta hashomen. Umniya hakachosh lekohen.
So actually, Rabbi Akiva says that he takes the fatter one, he takes the better one for himself, and gives the Kohen the weaker one.
And the reason is because there's a case of doubt here. And since the Kohen is trying to seize property from the owner of the animal, its burden of proof is on him. And since he has no proof, he gets what he gets. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'hasheni yira ad shi yistayev. The one that was not given to the Kohen is left to graze until it develops a mum, until it develops a blemish. Why? Bart Neuro. The Hasheni, the second one, Shenisha Yisrael, that's left with the Jew, Yira Ad Sheyipol Bo Mum, it grazes until it develops some disqualifying defect, Ba'akachach Ye'achel, after which it may be eaten by the Yisrael. The Suffolk Bechorhu, because you know what? Even though we said the Kohen gets one and the Yisrael gets the other, the possibility exists that the one the Yisrael got is actually the firstborn, and he should not use it because it's supposed to go to a Kohen. Hilkach, eno nishchat tamim. That's why he's not allowed to slaughter it for food while it's still perfect, in pristine condition. Uba'oso shel kohen lo hayatzarech lemeimar, devadai eno shechto ad sheyebo mum. And it goes without saying that the one given to the kohen certainly can't be shechted until it develops a defect. Dibizman hazeh kamri, because we're talking about nowadays. So we don't do sacrificial things nowadays. It would need to develop a defect, and then it could be slaughtered as regular food. Now let's take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Inami, alternatively, you could say, Bizman Habayis. We're talking about in the time when the temple still stood. Uda Kohen lo chazi lehakrava. And the sheep that was given to the Kohen is not suitable for a sacrifice. The Suffolk Bechorhu, because it's still a doubtful Bechor. Maybe it's not the firstborn that the Kohen has. Vigal Amichash b'shum chulim ba'azara. And then we'd have a problem sacrificing non-sanctified animals in the temple. Lefikach, therefore, Yeochel Nami b'mumo. That's why the Kohen, even in temple times, should eat it only after it's been blemished and can be eaten as non-sacrificial food. V'haydin nakat shel Yisrael yira, but since it says that the sheep of the Jew, of the Yisrael, is left to graze until it develops a mum. Mishum d'boy l'meimor v'chayev b'matanos. It's because the Mishnah is going to soon tell us that the animal is obligated in the portions that get given to a Kohen as a gift. Deilu Kohen, patim in a matanos lagamrei, because the animal of a Kohen is exempt from the gifts that go to a Kohen. So since the next part doesn't apply, it only talks about the animal that the Jew receives. Let's go back to the Mishnah. V'chayev b'matanos, as we said, it is obligated in the portions of an animal that go to a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi poter, but Rabbi Yossi says no. It's not obligated in these portions. So let's look in the Bartner about that. L'chayev b'matanos. So the first opinion is that one must give the Kohen the regular portions. Ha'Yisrael, kishi yichtenu, yitin l'kohen hazeroa v'halachiyam v'hakeva. So when the Jew slaughters the sheep, he has to give the Kohen the shoulder and the cheeks and the stomach. Mimanavshach, in either case. Ibechor hu kul l'kohen. If it was the firstborn, then the whole thing should go to the Kohen. Ilav bechor hu chayv b'matanos. And if it's just a regular plain old sheep, he would have to give the Kohen the special portions anyway. So first opinion is either way, the Kohen has this coming. Rabbi Yossi poter, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says you do not give these gifts to the Kohen. Tahavi ki'ilu zakabo kohen v'higia liyado v'kishenafel bo mum nitnu liYisrael. Really, he says, the situation is like the Kohen already took possession of this and it came back to the Jew, and the Kohen gives it to him when it develops a mum. V'nimsa shu patr min hamatanos, and such an animal would be exempt from the gifts to a Kohen. Ho v'chashvinan le ki'ilu bom miyad kohen liYisrael, because we consider it an animal that was given by a Kohen to a Yisrael. V'halachik Rabbi Yossi. So the halacha does follow Rabbi Yossi. This animal is considered a gift from the Kohen to the regular Jew, and such an animal is exempt from these portions. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Meis echad mehen. If one of these two sheep or goats or whatever animal we're talking about dies, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, yechaloku, they should share the surviving animal between them. Rabbi Akiva says, Hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya, that if the Kohen wants to take something from the Yisrael, he needs to prove that it's the Bechor. He has to demonstrate that he actually has a monetary claim on it. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Tarfon says they should split it. The Hadar be Rabbi Tarfon, Mimad Amar Lael. Rabbi Tarfon retracted from what he said previously. The Kohen Borolo Esayafe. Previously, he said that the Kohen gets to pick the nicer one. The Savar de Mechayim Nami, Shamin es Shnehem bedamim, Mechalukim es Hadamim. So he came to the conclusion later on that what the Kohen and the Yisrael should do is evaluate the financial value of the sheep and then split the money between them. Ula Shnehem yesh chelek b'shnehem. So therefore, both partners, both the Kohen and the Yisrael, have a share in each of the two sheep. Hilkach, therefore, meis echad mehem yachloku es hachai. Therefore, if either of these two sheep or goats or whatever they are dies, they split the live one. And last line of the Mishnah, zachar unakeva, but let's say that the animal that never gave birth before gave birth to both a male and a female, ein kan lekohen klum. The kohen gets nothing. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Zachar nekeva ein lekohen klum. The kohen gets nothing. Deshema nekeva yatsa tchila. Maybe the female was born first. V'hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya. And if the kohen wants to take property from the Yisrael, he needs to prove this. He can't just come and say, give it to me because maybe the male was first born. He needs to prove the male was first born. V'hacha afila Rabbi Tarfon modeh. And in this situation, even Rabbi Tarfon, who originally said the kohen has first crack, and then he says that they split, he would agree in this case that the kohen gets nothing. D'hasam hu d'kapalig mishum d'vadai havichad l'kohen. Because in the previous case, when the sheep or goat gave birth to two males, certainly the kohen has one of them coming. Hilkach yafakoko l'chalak b'shaveh. So therefore, the kohen has more power when it comes to dividing them between them. Avahacha horakocho, but here the strength of the kohen in this legal matter is diminished. D'shema lo sheichi b'chora klal, because maybe the laws of firstborn animals don't enter into it at all. Maybe the female was born first, there is no law of b'chora, therefore the kohen gets nothing unless he has proof. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.